Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right, away we go. Scott Spears back with you. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And here we are, Wednesday, February 24th. 2021, 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. And again, I thank the Shirks for this lemon dessert, which I am going to get into here probably during the next break. Thank you so much for that and the birthday card. And of course, Angie this morning for the homemade strawberry shortcake, which started the day here in the studio, the balloons, the autographed shotgun red, which is repaired, the cookies, which are just unbelievable. I wait till you see these cookies. I'm going to post a picture of this on the social media page, because they're in the shape of microphones and levels and soundboards and just all kinds of things. It is absolutely amazing. It's an amazing way to start this particular day. And here we are having a good time. You know, it's nice. And I thank Amy for sending my birthday into the television station this morning in Columbus, and them announcing how old I am on the airwaves. That's always nice. I appreciate that. You know, that's nice that they do that. It seems to me like local television is getting a little more back to where their roots were, maybe, is the best way to say that. Go ahead, caller.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Hey, thank you. How's the morning this morning?
Pretty slow, getting off to a slow start, but I'm sure things will start up.
Well, I certainly appreciate the birthday wishes. Now, it looks like a buffet in here this morning. You really should see this.
Well, that means you got a lot of people that care about you. Enjoy.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Certainly appreciate that. It does. It looks like a buffet in here this morning, and a good buffet at that, a delicious buffet. The lemon dessert, the cookies, the strawberry shortcake homemade. Boy, when Glenn comes in at 10 this morning, he is just going to be jealous. He'll be jealous. That's exactly how it'll go. And I'll be on today, by the way, with Glenn from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we'll have a progressive life with Glenn Coble from 12:15 to 1 p.m. today. Offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon tonight, 6:10 until 7 p.m. So that is how it will all go today here on this station. But again, the phone lines are open. If you would like to call in and say anything at this point, you are free to do so. Whatever's on your mind. 740-383-9944. Now, here's something else interesting. You know, Facebook, social media, it keeps tabs on you from year to year, and it remembers what you did every year. And on a particular day, any particular day, it'll show you something that you posted in years past. So on your birthday, it's interesting because you get these memories of things that have happened in past years on your birthday. And it's interesting to look back. You forget how many nice things have happened over the years on birthdays. So that's nice. You know, there's a nice thing about social media. We're all down on social media from time to time. But this morning was a very nice reason to look at social media. You know, I'm being told now I'll have to share with Glenn when he comes in some of the stuff that's here in the studio. I don't know. We'll see how good Glenn is today. We'll see what kind of mood he comes in with. We'll see how that all shakes out around 10 o'clock this morning. But here we are, 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, 740-383-9944. Now, the topic of conversation in hour number one, I still find to be an interesting one, because somebody sent me a message on Facebook because I was talking about being pushy, which I think I am sometimes, and they said persistent, not pushy. Well, you know, I don't know. Is persistent just a nice way to say pushy? Is it because pushy has a bad connotation? I think they're both pretty much the same thing. I don't know what the difference between persistent and pushy would be. Does pushy give the connotation that you're like throwing your elbows up and knocking people out of the way? I don't know. Maybe that's pushy. And persistent is continuing to do something. I don't know. Either way, I'm okay. They both begin with the letter P. So they fall into the same category as far as I'm concerned. But I, you know, here is something, since this is an interesting morning, here is something that I have always wondered about. Well, you know what? I'll wonder about it in a second because I'm going to take the phone call here and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And second of all, I'm not trying to be pushy, but have you ever checked on Jackie?
You know, I have. I spoke with, oh gosh, when did I speak? I spoke with him a couple months ago. I'm pretty sure he's doing okay. I'll have to call him in the next couple days to make sure he's doing okay. But last I knew, he was doing okay.
Okay, I just miss him being on the radio. You know, I like to hear something new from him. He's always good for a while.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have him back on very soon.
All right, Scott, you have a wonderful birthday. Enjoy your day with your family and friends.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, Shecky has been a good friend to me over the years. This is a whole nother can of worms. I have been so lucky to have such great guests over the years, and Shecky Green has been one of them. And now here's a comedian who was very big in his day and is still as sharp and as funny and as witty. And I'll tell you, the radio, there's a comedian that the radio medium was created for. Because no matter his age, which is in his middle 90s now, his voice is strong, his brain is strong, he's firing on all cylinders, there's no doubt about it. And when he comes on, people love him. And one of the great things about that has been, is people have come up to me and said, we love when Shecky Green is on. And I will tell you that a lot of these people had no idea who he was. Because it has been a while since Shecky Green was really in the forefront on these game shows and variety shows of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And, you know, when you're not in front of people's face every 5 seconds, they do tend to forget that you were there, unfortunately. But Shecky comes on and he knocks them dead every time. And we never discuss what we're going to talk about. And to be honest with you, aside from saying to a guest, I want you to come on and talk about this. You know, that this is the topic. This is why I want you to come on. That's really all the conversation I've ever had with any guest. There's no contrived notion to what the guest is going to come on and talk about. And to be honest with you, 9 times out of 10, I don't know which side they're going to come in on. If I say, hey, come on and talk about the what happened at the Capitol, I don't know what side they're going to take. It could be good. It could be bad, depending on who's listening, because everybody has different opinions on it at home. But I certainly don't screen that process, which is what's interesting to me about this particular position. And having good guests and having good people around, it is just very lucky. We had a call there. Hopefully they call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we are on Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. 22 and a half minutes past the hour. What a morning it's been already. Very interesting morning. I don't know what happened with the phone there. Now see, that's the last thing you want to have happen in radio, particularly if you're doing interviews, is having phone issues. So We'll see if we get that call back. 740-383-9944. Give us a call, and we will continue on with the topics and discussions this morning that we have been having. But, you know, there is a big discussion, pushy versus persistent. I'll ask Glenn about that when he comes in at 10 o'clock. You know, he's been around radio for quite some time. What's his take on pushy versus persistent people? I don't know that there's a whole lot of difference. Different words. Different words is about all there is, I think, in that particular situation. Conversation. Well, I think what I was talking about before we went is I have never had a preconceived notion about what the guest was going to say, and I like it that way. That's what makes it interesting. If I don't know what you're going to say, then I'm as surprised as anybody else, and that's why writing questions is certainly out of my bailiwick in this business. All right, we have a call. We'll go to it. I don't know anything this morning, so let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hey, Scott, this is Art Uline from California calling to wish you a happy birthday on behalf of all of your California listeners. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. Dr. Uline, how are you? Getting up early for this morning. Thank you.
Scott, there are not many people for whom I would get up this early, but you head up my list.
Well, you know what, and I want to say this, because this is a good time to do this on my birthday here. Dr. Uline has been one of the best friends of this show because, not only because he gets up early to come on, but he will come on for 45 minutes, and we have had some of the most fascinating discussions. The feedback I have heard from listeners, we've done shows a lot on COVID here lately, but we did shows on Alzheimer's and heart disease, and they'll live on forever, and they were always so appreciated by the audience, and without you, those shows wouldn't have happened, because I don't have a medical degree.
Scott, you are very kind for saying that. Every time after you and I talk, I walk into the kitchen. It's early in the morning, but my wife is up, and she says, "What are you grinning about?" And I say, "I just got off the show with Scott Spears in Marion, Ohio." And she says, "Where's Ohio?" I love being on with you, and I just want you to know that I wish you a very, very happy birthday and many, many more. You know, hey, look at me. I'm up at 84 already, right? Still counting.
That's right. May it go on forever. Thank you, Dr. Uline.
You are welcome. Have a wonderful day. Best wishes to all your listeners out there.
Stay well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Dr. Art Uline. Hey, now there has been a tremendous asset to this program. And again, this man is a best-selling author. This man was on the Today Show for many, many years as their medical expert. And he has come on here and done some of the most interesting programs when it comes to disease, cancer, and I just remember so many of the shows so well that we have done about on cancer, on heart disease, on stroke, on COVID. My goodness, in the early stages of this pandemic we have been in, he's come on, I don't know how many times now during the pandemic, but we've talked about the vaccination, we've talked about COVID itself, we've talked about the second wave, we've talked about masks. I remember he came on when President Trump had COVID. Just a pal, just a genuinely nice man. And you think, you know, what is a friendship with somebody over the telephone? Well, I'll tell you, a friend is somebody who will come on and make a show better. And you know, this is what I've always said about the guests. I do not like shows. Now, this is just my taste. Your taste could be different. I don't like a show where the guest is a prop. And what I mean by that is, I don't want to come on and speak more than the guest, because I want to know what the guest thinks. Why do I have the guest on if I don't care what they think? Or if I just want to argue with them? Now, I'm not saying that I always agree with every guest that's on. Certainly, that's not the case. But they're allowed to have their opinion. And if I invite you onto my show, I don't think attacking you is the best use of that time. Or for me to tell you what I think. If I want to tell you what I think, I've got many mornings that I can do that. I don't need to do it during your time, in which I've invited you on to speak your opinion. Or speak fact, which has happened so many times. So I thank Dr. Ewing for calling in this morning. That's very, 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 very nice. And I appreciate that a lot. And again, one of those friends who I have been able to maintain a relationship. And you know, emails and telephone conversations, you can have a friendship. You really, really can. It's interesting that way. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We can talk about anything on your mind this morning. And again, I think the shows that we have done with Dr. Euline have been a very nice avenue to educate people on health concerns that they might be having. You know, not everybody goes to the doctor. I think we have to be cognizant of that. Not everybody goes to the doctor. And ever since the advent of the internet, people will look up their diseases. And that's not always a good thing to be doing. It's not bad to research, but sometimes the information is incorrect that you're getting, and that can have a very bad outcome in a lot of senses. So, you know, people like Dr. Euline coming on, who do have the medical degree, have always been a great, great asset to me. All right, we're coming up on 30 minutes past the hour, and I'm surrounded by food, so you get a little preoccupied this morning when you're surrounded by all this delicious food and you're on a medium in which you have to use your mouth. So you can't stop talking because radio is a communications vehicle. But boy, would I like to have a cookie or a lemon dessert or something like that without question. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Chip, how you doing?
Good.
How's everything in your world?
Good.
Did you get the vaccination?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Did you get through it okay?
Yes.
Good. Good. Anything you want?
May have hurt myself.
You hurt yourself. What'd you do?
Fall on the ice.
Oh, my goodness. What'd you hurt?
My leg completely.
Oh, is it doing okay now?
Yeah.
You didn't break anything, did you?
No.
Okay. Are you back
to... Happy birthday, sir.
Well, thank you, Chip. I appreciate that. I thank you. You're somebody I would definitely want to hear from this morning. Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Yes.
Take care, Chip.
Okay.
Well, there we go. Chip, one of our great and avid listeners. And you know, a dog at the Marion Police Department is named for Chip. So we certainly thank him for calling in, and sorry he took a spill on the ice. A lot of people have taken a spill on the ice here in the Midwest in the month of February. It's been rough. That's why today, days like the last couple, in which temperatures have gotten back up above 32 and in some cases into the 40s, and we see some sunshine, this has been nice. We'll take this after the couple weeks we've had here recently. All right, phone lines again are open. We thank Chip for calling in. 740-383-9944. This is the program this morning. And again, anything you would like to talk about, we would like to hear about. You know, it sounded like a crane was just coming up beside me. I have no idea what that was. I don't know if that's going on in another office around here. You know, you hear all kinds of noises. You know, like when I heard the door open earlier, I knew somebody was coming in, but you never knew who. Or whom. Is it whom? WHOM. One day I'll learn how to talk. I'll get this better. You know, I know a lot of people are getting vaccinated today. I think that's good. You know, I'm sure it'll be fine, and there's a lot of trepidation going on with this vaccination right now. And, you know, I think maybe it's that way with any shot, but it's fine. It's going to be fine. I've known a lot of people who've gotten vaccinated. Everything turns out okay. It's all hunky-dory. And we all go forward without any problem. And I think that's going to be good. That's got to be good for us in the long haul, that people are getting vaccinated. So, as time goes on, we certainly are thankful for that. All right. You know, I have not... Did I tell you the story a few weeks ago about Valentine's Day and the balloon? I don't know if I had told this story or not, but seeing these birthday balloons makes me think of it. A couple weeks ago, when Valentine's Day was happening, I had bought a balloon. But I had also... I bought it in a grocery store. And I had also bought other items. So I'm carrying all these items out to my car. And as I get to my car, it was kind of late in the evening. I put the food in the car, and I had the balloon. And the balloon hit the roof of the car and went off into the abyss. All right, let's see what's coming up next here on the program. Go ahead, caller.
Speedy delivery and happy birthday.
Hey, David, how are you?
I am fine. I hear it's your significant birthday today. Is that correct?
You know, it feels significant, too, because, you know, I don't know. It seems like I'm in the middle now of life.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I guess you are, but nevertheless, 40 is a wonderful age. So that's what I understand you are, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I had an email that there's going to be a call-in today to celebrate your birthday, so I said, sure, I'll give a call, and I'm glad I made it, and the line wasn't busy, and here you are. So are you having a good morning?
I am. You know, I've had the greatest morning. I came in this morning to balloons and radio cookies and homemade. Oh, it's been a great morning so far.
Well, good, good. I hope that all is well now with the station, and you're moving on to the next generation, right?
Right, absolutely. And I do want to take this moment to say, because I think it's very important, that through these, I've always thought that the guest is so important to radio, because, you know... that's what the audience really wants to hear. And David, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, which is a beloved television series without question, came to Marion three times, did two popcorn parades with us, did a sweater drive, and one time it was freezing cold. It was unbelievably cold.
That's right. I remember that.
Oh, it was so cold, and you came in, and you did it, and I don't know that you've ever complained about anything, certainly to my face, thank goodness, and you've called in so many times whenever there's been something good or, unfortunately, something bad happened, and gosh, it's just been a great thing, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, I'm glad I could call in and wish you happy 40th, and I hope I can make it for the 50th.
Absolutely. Thank you, David.
Okay, speedy delivery. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. David Newell, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Now, what a pal he has been. Came to Marion three times and met with everybody. Two popcorn parades, and did a sweater drive. Now, I don't remember the year of the sweater drive. I bet it's been 6 years ago. But, it was so cold. It was just Arctic. It was Arctic. And he made the trip here through all the Arctic weather and came in and for 2 days was Mr. McFeely in all the garb and regalia that was. And how appreciative can you be? I mean, I certainly was. In regard to that, he's been great. And I'll tell you something interesting about Mr. McFeely, David, is that Mr. Rogers had written him a song. It's a speedy delivery song. And David had told me at dinner that there was like a running joke between he and Mr. Rogers that... that Mr. Rogers knew that David was not a singer and did not like singing that song. He would do it because it's part of the show, but he did not like singing the song. And I think there was even a documentary made in which this was all mentioned. So David's on the show one day, and he's told me this, but we start talking about the Speedy Delivery song. And there he is, and he's dressed in all his costume of Mr. McFeely. And we were talking about the song so much, I said, David, could you sing the song? And he did, and he was a trooper, and what more can you say than that? So we thank Mr. McFeely for calling in this morning, and Dr. Art Uhlein. What a morning so far. Let's see what's next here on the agenda. Go ahead, caller.
This is Martha calling in for Dick Cavett. He's right here. Just a second.
Oh, well.
There you go.
We're on the air, Mr. Cavett. How are you?
How do you know who I am?
My
wife told you.
Yes, your wife just gave you a great intro.
A great big happy birthday. I refuse to sing the song. It's a dismal dirge. I don't want to take up any time because I know you've got a show planned, but... have you gotten any presents?
You know what? I came in this morning, and there were balloons, and there were cookies formed in microphones and radios, and I've gotten all kinds of edible desserts so far. So, you know, I could go into a diabetic coma this morning with the stuff I've got in front of me.
So you got the cookies I sent, right?
Were those from you? Well, I did not realize those came in from you.
Yeah, it was a choice of that or a new suit, and I didn't know which you would want more. Anyway, don't let me clog up your airtime.
No, I did. But before I let you go, though, Mr. Cavett, I got to tell you, one of the great three, and you know this, because I recently watched a show you did with Groucho Marx, and I heard you talk about your reverence for Groucho Marx, and that sometimes it shocked you that he would call you, and you would... That's Groucho Marx on the other line. Well, I'll tell you, I have that same feeling when Dick Cavett calls on my birthday. It's very similar.
Oh, well, now that's really something. Putting me in the same status with Groucho Marx is more than I can take.
Well, thank you.
That's good.
Happy birthday, Scott. This is Martha.
Yeah, Martha. Yeah, now there's the real part of Mr. Cavett at this point. Great wife, Martha. That's the setup now, because I don't know that this would be happening without her.
Well, you have a wonderful day and a wonderful year, and we'll get out of your way now.
I don't blame you for not telling what birthday it is, but I saw a picture of you, and you're certainly not a day over 70.
Take the jab. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay, go to work.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The legendary Dick Cavett. Well, there you go. He got one in. How about that? Oh, goodness gracious. Well, there you go. Dick Cavett, Mr. McFeely, and Art Uhlein. What an hour we've had here this morning on this program. It doesn't get any better than that, does it? Dick Cavett. You know, Dick Cavett. And that's true. I have to say, Dick Cavett, if you watch any of these old shows that he did in I think 70s is when the majority of them were happening. What a program that was. Holy mackerel. He had Groucho Marx and Ronald Reagan and Betty Davis and just Bob Hope, Phil Silvers, all these legendary people, Katharine Hepburn. If I tried to mention them all, Orson Welles, and nobody like Dick Cavett. Absolutely one of a kind, and he's come on over the years and has done such nice things for me as well. Came on and talked about whatever was going on at that particular time. I'll tell you a story about Dick Cavett. Dick Cavett was on, and radio's live, which is what makes it great. You don't know what's coming next. Dick Cavett was on one morning, and I don't know what the situation was, but he must have been leaning in a chair, is what I remember. He was leaning in a chair, and he was telling a story about Bob Hope. We were talking about Bob Hope and how Bob Hope did not like talking about his money. that he had made. And so I'm talking to Mr. Cavett, and I hear this, like, jumble on the other end, like something had crashed. And I think, what in the world just happened? And Mr. Cavett comes back on the line, and he says, I'm sorry, I had the chair propped up against the wall, and the chair gave way, and I fell on the floor. And I said, well, that's Bob Hope getting back at you for talking about his money. And then Dick Cavett went into this great Bob Hope impersonation that was just the best. So I have great reverence for Dick Cavett, and he's a great, great guest. Just a great, great guest. When he comes on, he has such great stories to tell. And his opinions are, most of the time, spot on. You know, opinions are interesting because everybody has them. But Dick Cavett really puts a great deal of thought into his opinions and he's a great writer. There's no better way to put it than that. Dick Cavett is one of the great, great writers you will ever run into. If you read any of his books or any of his columns, which I believe he's written for the New York Times, he is just prolific. Nobody quite like Dick Cavett. Which, again, you know, you're lucky. You're just lucky when you get to have these people on because they've led such interesting lives. I don't necessarily know that talking to somebody who is 25 and who has just started their career would be all that interesting. I mean, what are you going to talk to them about? You know, what's next? I mean, I guess that would be it. But I'm much more interested when you look back. Reflection is important. I think all people should do some type of reflection in their own life, to be honest. I think when you reflect back on the past, you really do get an interesting perspective that maybe heretofore you would not have gotten. So, and again, I want to let everybody know that coming up today, we'll be on the air, the program with Glenn Coble from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon when I go off the air today. But I'll be on with Glenn for 2 hours, so don't go anywhere. And A Progressive Life Today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. That'll be on. Don't miss that. And then we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond from 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. And Nate, who does the show today at 4 o'clock, I had dinner with him last week, and he gave me this sign, which I'm looking at right now, which is on the studio wall. I think it's a great sign. It's an old metal sign, and it's got an old-fashioned telephone on it. And it says, we're as near as your telephone. Give us a call. Now, he told me this came from a pizza parlor in business many years ago. But what a great tagline for this station and the show, because I know that this is a lot of what we do here. We take phone calls from the listening audience and other people. So we're as near as your telephone. Give us a ring. And I think that's how we all feel. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are here, and we would gladly hear from you at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Just me again, Scott.
Yes.
Is Sam Donaldson going to call? I know we called last year.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll hear from Sam or not. God knows I like Sam.
Did you want to get a special impersonated birthday message from your favorite sex therapist?
Well, go right ahead, because you never know who might be calling.
Well, hello, Scott. I want to wish you a very happy birthday. You have the best radio show I've ever listened to. And thank you for having me on. You are a great interviewer.
Well, thank you. That was worth the price of admission this morning. Thanks for calling.
I enjoyed it. I can break out into that, you know, in a split second. Okay, have a great day, Scott. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. What's going to beat that? Well, hey, you know what? Let me talk about Sam Donaldson here for a second. You know, Sam did call last year. What a pal he has been. But, you know, here's the thing about Sam Donaldson. When we were having all this folderol last week, Sam Donaldson called in, and you know, he just said such nice things, and there's a guy, I'll tell you, there's a guy who was cut out of a different mold. He, Boy, when he would ask questions of the presidents and people in Washington, he was tough. He was tough. And I think he certainly would understand the difference between pushy and persistent. And worked with Helen Thomas. And I'll never forget, because I became close with Helen late in her life, the dean of the White House Press Corps. And I'll never forget Helen telling me that after her comments in regard to Israel and Palestine, which led pretty much to the end of her career, unfortunately, that only two people called her. Now, this was a very famous woman who knew everybody in Washington. And she said only two people called her and said, I don't know what they said, but were checking in on her. And I'll never forget, she said the two people were Sam Donaldson and Jimmy Carter. Sam Donaldson and Jimmy Carter from her professional career. And I was just, you know, that tells you who Sam Donaldson is. And I was lucky enough to get a little bit of that last week when we were having our interesting time here in regard to this station. But there is that idea of sticking by people through tough times. It's easy to stick by people when times are good. That's easy. What's hard about that? But when things are not going so well, when somebody sticks by you, those are the people you want around forever. So, yeah, Sam Donaldson is absolutely one of those people. And he did call in last year, and I appreciated that then, and I appreciate him calling in anytime he does an interview. Now, there's a guy, again, who, when he comes on, he tells you he's going to give you his opinions. And his opinions are, everybody's opinion's valid, even if you disagree with it. Now, this is really, I don't know if this is an altruistic idea in society. I really don't know. But I hope that one day we do get to the point where we can accept everybody's opinion without getting so angry. That, I think, is where we've went wrong. Not having an opinion. Opinions are fine. And I think that more people are getting educated in politics now than I think they were before. I think that's good. You know, people are watching the news channels, I think, in record numbers now. But it's just the toleration of somebody else's opinion that we are doing poorly with. It's not that they have an opinion. It's that we end up hating the person. And that is not the point. Why would I hate somebody for okay, I shouldn't say it that way. Let me put it this way. There are very few opinions that people could hold that would make me viscerally dislike them. I mean, you would really have to be doing something pretty awful for expressing an opinion that was pretty awful for me to really write you off as a human being. Because at one point, I have to understand that's just your opinion. And you know what? You might have come to that from an interesting place. You know, I don't know what your childhood was. I don't know what your first job was like. I don't know what your first marriage was like. I don't know. I don't know where that opinion comes from. And that you would express it is okay. I think it's okay to express it. And I think for me to get angry at it is where we lose it. I think that's missed sometimes. You know, we're always talking about people's opinions. Well, okay. But isn't it really just the toleration of other people's opinions isn't that where we're misfiring here? I would tend to believe so. But that's just my opinion. So hopefully you're tolerant of it. 8 minutes left to go here, 740-383-9944, but I will be on with Glenn Coble through noon today. I'll be on with Glenn Coble, and then he'll be on from noon to 1, Nate Redman 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon 6 to 7, the great programming here on WWGH, which really does, I really hope, if you listen to any program on this station, we do seek to inform you educate you, and entertain. That's what we're trying. I don't think you bet. You know, you're not always at 100%, but boy, you try. You do try. Because there's so much misinformation out there. This has become the scourge of our society. Misinformation. But, you know, that's the way it goes. All right. Let's see here. What can we talk about in the remaining 7 minutes? It'll be interesting to get Glenn in here, and we can discuss with him all things going on in the world. Is there anything huge going on in the world right now that's of high interest to people? You know, one thing I've noticed, the news, for whatever it is, people are... it's a little different right now, because people don't seem to be paying attention quite as much as they were, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. Now, I don't know what that is. And maybe that's just a misjudge on my behalf. But it does seem like everything's a little calmer. It seems like, you know, every day for a while we were all enraged every day. It doesn't seem like we're that enraged anymore, which is good. Go ahead, caller.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You belong in my zoo. You're in Kalamazoo.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, yes, Scott. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Well, there we go. Hey, you know, the birthday song has been sang quite a bit today. Dr. Eulene sang the birthday song earlier. How about that? And again, we thank all the callers who have called in, who've said very nice things, and I do appreciate the birthday salutations quite a bit. It's nice. It's a nice day. And as I started off saying this morning, any birthday with a zero in it is just interesting. It's some kind of reflection, I think. Although, not bad. Not a bad reflection at all. And again, I have to thank the Shirks for this lemon dessert, which I have not had a chance to get into yet, but I certainly am going to. And I got to thank Angie for the balloons and the repaired shotgun red and the radio cookies and the homemade strawberry shortcake. I mean, what a better way. There is no better way to start the morning of a birthday day than that. So how nice is that? Doesn't get any better than that. And we got to hear some impressions this morning. You know, you can't go wrong there. 55 minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday morning, right in the middle of the week. Hey, we're getting closer to the weekend. Hopefully everybody will have a great weekend this weekend with a little warmer temperatures, which I think everybody will be very happy about, because we have been in the tundra for quite a while here. The month of February was not pleasant. Not pleasant at all. Maybe the month of March will pull us out of this and make us all a little better. A little warmer. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Now, let's see here. What are some of the things that need to be mentioned here? I want to thank David Newell, Mr. McFeely, and Dick Cavett, and Dr. Art Eulene. What pals they are for calling in. Just absolutely great guys, great people, and it's so good to hear from them on this birthday day. I guess that's what I will say that. And again, phone lines are open for about 3 more minutes. If there's anything anybody would like to say in this program, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I appreciate all the well wishes on social media and the emails and the birthday cards. It's very, very nice. You know, your birthday slides in here and you just have a nice time with it. Becomes a nice day. And after, you know, it's been a rough year, I think, for everybody. You know, the pandemic, who would have ever thought this could have happened? You know, I think last year on my birthday, you know, we were just weeks away from this horrible pandemic. Nobody would have ever guessed that. That would have never been on anybody's mind, but we were weeks away from what turned into just an awful, awful, messy year. But you know what? Here we are. We're still here a year later, and hopefully going forward, not backward. Now, I hear the door again. Now, this time, I'm guessing it is Glenn who's going to come in here. He'll see all this birthday stuff floating around. Yeah, here we go. In the middle of birthday time, Glenn Coble comes in. And we'll have a, yeah, I know, we'll have a very interesting show today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then he'll be on with Dr. Feynman from 12:10 to 1 p.m. Nate on today after a week's absence from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And Trinity Baptist Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. And again, all these shows are available on the website, wwgh1071.com. And you can always download the free TuneIn app to listen to us anywhere in the world. Just search WWGH after you download the free TuneIn app. All kinds of interesting programming coming up. You know, in the final minute of this program, though, as I say, and I thank them this morning, I thank everybody who called in, who's here locally. I thank Dick Cavett. I thank Dr. Art Uhlin. I thank David Newell. Thank David Newell, Mr. McFeely. I thank everybody for calling this morning, because that's very nice and very appreciated. And, all good people who have been good to me for quite some time. And, of course, Angie for the big birthday spread that came in this morning, and the Shirks for this lemon dessert. Could not have been any more surprised or any more happy than with everything that has come down the pike this morning. All right, we're coming up on a break here in about 18 seconds. We'll be out for 15 minutes, and then we'll come back with Glenn Coble and all kinds of conversation from 10 a.m. till 12 noon here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
Yeah. I'm just-